Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Meanwhile, Uber is planning to step away from Waymo as it prepares to offer its own driverless rides in the Bay Area. Testing of the Lucid-branded Gravity SUV is already underway, and while the cars have self-driving tech, human drivers are behind the wheel. Alphabet Inc., owned by Waymo, well-known for offering its own service in San Francisco, the company works with Uber to provide rides on the app in other major cities. Uber has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in both American autonomous vehicle tech company Nuro and electric vehicle maker Lucid. The Bay Area will be hosting a few huge sporting events next year with the Super Bowl and the World Cup, and that typically means a significant increase in human trafficking. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges has more on Human Trafficking Awareness Conference being held today in the South Bay.
It's basically a lifetime journey of healing.
John Michael Lander is a former Olympic-bound diver who now works as an advocate. He competed internationally and was trafficked by adults who were entrusted with his training.
I was keeping it all a secret until about 6 years ago when I did a TED Talk, and then I let it all out, and I've been on this healing journey since.
We've been working very, very hard to draw attention to this issue.
Human Trafficking Awareness Conference was sponsored by the VTA. Aston Green is the VTA's chief for systems safety and security.
And public transportation facilities or hospitality facilities, airport facilities are often vectors for some of these behaviors.
So what is it the public should keep an eye out for? Lieutenant Josh Singleton is the commander of Santa Clara County's Human Trafficking Task Force.
People that don't have autonomy or authority to speak for themselves, unaccompanied minors that are being transported by people that don't appear to be caregivers of them, any obvious signs of bruising or branding that might be indicative of them being a survivor of trafficking.
In San Jose, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
San Francisco's Civic Center Plaza turned into a giant pumpkin patch today. As KCBS's David Welch reports, hundreds of kids from the nearby Tenderloin neighborhood enjoyed lots of tricks and plenty of treats.
Though pumpkins were the draw, the many orange gourds took a back seat to more enticing activities.
We have beignets from Brenda's. We're getting pizza from Tony's.
Erica Kish, CEO of Compass Family Services, which is hosting this first ever Civic Center pumpkin patch, says there's more than just treats. They've organized plenty of arts and crafts, a drag story hour, appearances from Golden State Valkyries players, and yes, a giant bounce house.
And then everyone gets to pick a pumpkin on the way out.
Kish says many kids living in the Tenderloin aren't afforded the fun of Halloween. Compass Family Services hopes to change that this year.
There's more kids here than any other neighborhood, but the kids walk through the neighborhood every day and have experiences that are really hard.
The San Francisco nonprofit helps over 10,000 parents and children each year. Kish says today's pumpkin patch is just one example of what they do.
This is all about kids. This is all about families, and we want you to have a day of joy with us.
In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
Nine men have been indicted by a federal grand jury for crimes that they allegedly committed on behalf of two Oakland-based gangs. The charges range from racketeering, conspiracy connected to murder, attempted murder, narcotics, and firearm distribution, and more. Six of the nine were arrested this morning. Two were already in custody, one still at large. The group is alleged to have committed more than a dozen crimes, with each defendant facing up to 20 years in prison. Bay Area tech industry reeling from even more layoffs. Meta has confirmed the slashing of just over 300 jobs in Menlo Park. Now state filings show semiconductor equipment company Applied Materials is cutting over 360 jobs in the South Bay. Employees in Santa Clara are seeing the brunt of those cuts. The permanent layoffs for both Meta and Applied Materials are set to happen in late December, with Meta offering some laid-off workers other positions within the company. Oakland police and the FBI on the lookout for leads on who stole more than 1,000 artifacts from a local museum. It happened around 3:30 in the morning on October 15th. That is when the suspects broke into the Oakland Museum of California's off-site storage facility. Native American baskets, jewelry, laptops, other historic artifacts were taken. Anyone with information on the burglary is urged to contact the Oakland Police Department. San Mateo needs a new sheriff, and the county is now accepting applications to fill the role. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports from Redwood City. County supervisors won't have very much time to make a decision on a replacement for ousted Sheriff Christina Corpus.
A new sheriff will need to be appointed by a week from next Thursday. Before that, supervisors will need to review applications, conduct interviews, and hold a public forum with finalists. Supervisor Noelia Corso says the tight time frame is good. She hopes it will end the long-running uncertainty within the sheriff's department in the face of important public safety issues facing the county.
I see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I am so ready for our community to be able to move on from this.
Others like Supervisor Jackie Speer would have preferred a special election, which would have allowed for months of campaigning. Regardless, she's hoping the next sheriff can bring a complete culture shift within the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office.
It's been a good old boys network for a very long time. We thought it was going to change under Sheriff Corpus. And frankly, it didn't. It was just a new set of winners and losers.
In a statement to KCBS, the San Mateo County Deputy Sheriff's Association says it looks forward to working with new leadership that embraces, quote, justice, transparency, and accountability. A public forum is set for a week from Monday. In Redwood City, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
A San Francisco Superior Court jury has convicted a 43-year-old man of second-degree robbery for attacking a woman and stealing her phone at the Civic Center BART station last year. In a statement yesterday, the San Francisco District Attorney's Office said Rolando Christopher Clyburn followed the victim into the station through the United Nations Plaza entrance on May 8th of 2024. While she waited on the platform, he grabbed her phone. When she tried to get it back, he beat her with punches and kicks and at one point covered her mouth to keep her from screaming. Clyburn remains in custody, now faces up to 15 years in state prison.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bill Assayley was supposed to be a temp when he took over as acting U.S. attorney in L.A., but several months later, he's still there doing the job. Now a federal judge says he was illegally appointed because he was never confirmed by the Senate. Assayley spoke with Odyssey news station KNX in L.A. about the legal fight.
I report and serve at the pleasure of the attorney general and the president. I'll continue to do so as long as they have me here.
The judge said that while he shares concerns of federal public defenders, there is no evidence that Asaley's role has compromised defendants. The judge says Asaley shouldn't use the title acting U.S. attorney, but does remain the first assistant United States attorney for the Central District and can perform the duties of that office. Asaley posted on X, quote, "Nothing is changing." The U.S. Postal Service is in desperate need of auto mechanics and technicians for its Oakland vehicle maintenance facility. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports there's a big hiring push underway to get those jobs filled.
The trucks, trailers, semis, and inspection vehicles at the USPS Oakland facility service everywhere from San Leandro up to Calistoga.
A lot of people don't know, but we do service all of our own vehicles.
Joseph Velasquez manages the facility. He says right now staffing is at just under half of what it should be. He says applicants don't need any kind of ASE certification or really much of any prior knowledge of the job. All training will be provided.
I've had a couple, let's call them YouTube mechanics, pass the test. So anybody can apply for this role.
The USPS is in the midst of modernizing its fleet of delivery vehicles over the next 3 to 5 years. Velasquez says learning to service electric vehicles is an even more valuable skill.
And this is where, you know, you could still be, the trade is still alive. They're powered by Ford. Which, engines you see in like the Maverick, Ford Escape, they're the 2.0 EcoBoost.
Only a valid driver's license is required, and all applicants must pass an exam. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
A pioneer of the internet has been sold for a reported $1.5 billion. Milan-based technology company Bending Spoons today announced that it's entered into a definitive agreement to acquire web portal and email provider AOL from Yahoo. CBS News technology contributor Ian Schur says AOL at one point became the largest online company, providing dial-up service to more than 20 million Americans by the year 2000. Schur says the veteran company is still alive and kicking.
Many of us think of AOL as this older company tied to a bygone era of the internet. But in fact, it's still around, offering stuff like identity theft protection and what they say is email without as many ads.
AOL lost a large number of customers with the rise of broadband. The Bending Spoons acquisition is expected to close by the end of the year, subject to customary closing conditions and regulatory approvals. AOL traces its roots back to 1983 and was initially called Control Video Corporation.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.